Let us start on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph from the Baraisa. Let us try a little bit to understand Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Tana Rabbana. Hoya Moidei Vihigiya Hamida Legai. A person was measuring the Tchum. Vihigiya Hamida Legai. Im Yochel Lahavliyoi Bechevel Shel Hamishem Amet. If he can be Mavliya, the guy with a hevel of Chamishim Ame, Mavliya, he's Mavliya, the guy. That means he does not cheshbin with the medrin of going into the guy, and he's Mavliya Chamishim Ame, with a hevel of Chamishim Ame, Vimlav. If the guy is Rochav mi Chamishim Ame, is Heilech Lamokim Sheyochel Avliya. So he passes by this mokim, he goes to a place, which is, as we have in the Mishnah, Teich HaTchum, where the guy is not so wide, and there he's Mavliya, U'mavliyoi, V'tzayfe V'choyze L'midosai. And then he goes back, K'negeti'ir L'midosai. Im hoya gai me'ukim, if there was a gai me'ukim, Magdir v'oile, Magdir v'yoyret. Is, in order to refresh our memories, let us look at the Perish Chai. On page 119, Seal 76. Let us see Rashi. Vim hoya gai me'ukim. Shahoya midroinai meshupe v'noyach lehiloch. So this perish is, if you look at picture 76, so on the side that it has lemayrev, we see that the shipua is not too steep. It's not too steep of a shipua. So imhoya gai meukim shay midroinai meshupe v'noyach lehiloch. So the criteria is noyach lehiloch, mekader v'oile. So then one is mekader v'oile, and mekader means ke de pirashti tachtoin keneged liboy. That's what we have in picture 75. That's the gather of kiddur tachtoin keneged liboy, and we have tried to avoid the distance of the shipua. Now, this pshat in Rashi, the Tosfos HaRosh explains that this pshat holds if the mokim is meshupe v'noyach lehiloch, we'll have very interesting lashonis in Rashi, noyach lehiloch, tzas, chozi lehiloch, there's different lashonis in Rashi. But this lashon, it's noyach lehiloch, one can comfortably walk on this shipua. So shteitach do, according to the first pshat in Rashi, is you make kiddur and you do not make havlo. That is the chiddush of this lashon. Im hoya gei meukem, meukem means it's meshupe v'noyach lehiloch, magdir v'oile. When does one make havlo? One makes havlo when it is not so noyach lehiloch. When it is noyach lehiloch, you make kiddur. Now, what could the svara be? Why, if it's noyach lehiloch, do you make kiddur and not havlo? What's wrong with havlo? So it could be that Bemison later will see in the sugya, the Bemison havlo is a chiddush. That if you have a guy, the people don't walk the way the crow flies, there's no helicopters. When there's a guy, people used to walk down the guy, that was the mokim ahiloch. There's a chiddush of havlo that the distance that it takes up to go into the guy, to go out of the guy, that becomes bottle to the horizontal distance. That is the chiddush of havlo. The chiddush that we make of law means that, let's look in picture 68 on page 115. There we have the chiddush of Havlo.
The Chiddush of Avlo is that even though the Derech Hiloch is people take a walk down the guy and walk up the guy, we don't cheshbin with this distance, and we cheshbin with the horizontal distance of Avlo. So could be this Lashon held that this was only said if people, it was not a mokim that's noyach lahalech. If everywhere, like here we have a steep incline. So a steep incline, people didn't go this way either. So memela, then we say the distance between these two points is the gather of aflo. But if the oif and the hilach, it's noyach lahalech, and people walk this way, then you have to take the shipur into consideration. I mean, that is how people walk. So this goes into the tchum. No, you can measure it with kiddul. You don't have to measure it mamish. You can measure it duch kiddul, which takes away part of the shipur. But you have to rechen with the medrin. Since it is noyach lehiluch, that was this first losh. The first lashon was im hoya gai meukim shay medrayne meshupe venayach lehiloch. Then you have to consider so uzamokim shemahalchim boy. So that already that goes, that distance goes into the cheshbon of the tchum, and you can't be mevatel to the shir of avlo. Like this, there's a lashon of the Ritve. The Ritve says that the gedar avlo is that it becomes nitpal, that distance becomes nitpal to the shir of avlo. But if this is a mokim that's noyach lehiloch, there's no nitpal. You have to cheshbon with it and be moided it. Kach shamati, that's the pshat I heard, v'kosha libo, l'kamot. And I have a kasha from the Gemara later. U'b'teisefta hochi garsine. In the Betesefta, there's a girsa which it does not, as according to us, vim hoyo gei meukim, according to the first pshat, makdir v'oile, that's all what it says. So it's telling us you have to be makdir, and you cannot make avlo. And the Betesefta says, vim hoyo gei meukim ve'eino yochil havliye. Not it's telling me you're not allowed to make avlo. You can't make avlo, but Metzis you can make avlo. Because it is meukim, it is physically impossible to make avlo. Mekadeva oile, mekadeva yoyle. So what does that mean? Vachi koma. Im ho ye gein mis akim vahilech vesoive vesehir. Uch shumaydet tchum meire vene yochel avliyoy vechevel shal nun ame. Beruach merovis achu mis akim lezofen u masre lahashvois. Ois avloy de meeles lamidas tchum meire vene mekadeva oile. So that is, again, picture 76. In picture 76 is we have in Ruach Tzofein, the guy came together. We see by the left side of the picture, we see there the guy came together, and there it tries to make Havlo. So in Ruach Tzofein, you can figure out the Tchum, the 2,000 Ames from the ear. Because in Ruach Tzofein, you can make Havlo. So this Ruach, you can figure out where the 2,000 Ames are. But in Ruach Mayrev, I have no way of figuring it out. So that's what it means to say. So it's not telling us chidushim, it's just telling us im hoya gai meukim veini yochel avliyoy, and that ruach is magdevoy la magdevoy. Higia lekaisel. The Braisa continues. What, when he's measuring, he came to a kaisel. Ein oimrim yikev hakaisel. We don't say Yikev HaKaisel, and Yikev HaKaisel, Taisra says Yikev HaKaisel means you should put up two poles. Let us look at page 120, picture 79. Yikev HaKaisel would be that's a b'china of Havlo, that you're Mavliya by putting up two poles and having a Hevel of Hamishim Ame attached from one pole to the other pole, so you could be Mavliya. Ein Oimrim. We do not say Yikai Vakayus Shudim Avliya Elo Oim Doi Vahoylach Loi. See, we'll soon see in Rashi how Rashi Loim Shat in this. So the Gemara asks, but Al Kaponim, there's no din of Avlo. That's what the Baraisa tells us. The Baraisa tells us there is not a din of Avlo. Elo im de boilach loy.
Fregt de Gemara ba nant nan, in de Mishnah says, mavliyoi, the choizel amidosai. The Mishnah says, by a geda, you mavliyoi. And here it says, you're not mavliyoi. And the Gemara, hosam niche tashmishte, hoche loy niche tashmishte. Zomaz en rasht. But the niche tashmishte, that the Mishnah that says you may kavlo noyach lehiluch tzas. Now here we see Rashi, not like before in the first lashon, but noyach lehiluch. No, this is noyach lehiluch tzas. It's a steepish type of an incline, but noyach lehiluch tzas kegoin. And Rashi says numbers kegoin mislaket asore mitoich arba. That in less than Dalad Amis, you will have a goiva of Asara Tvachem. But that's Noyech Lehiluch Tzas. Hosam Ktoni, Mavliyoi, Im Yochel. If you could make Havlo, that means if there's a distance of 50 Amis or less between one side of the Koisel and the other side of the Koisel, you Mavliyoi. Bim Lav, if you can't make Havlo, Mekadel. So then you make Hiddo. But al koponim, the tzada shove of both of them is that you have to take the shipua into consideration. Somehow, some way. Either you measure the shipua through avlo, or you measure it through kiddo. Bahochom, he abaraise that says that oim doiva hoiluch loy, hoche bekoisu zokuf yoisa midai. Here we're speaking about a koisel that is less than asoro mitoich arba. It's asoro mitoich gimel amish. Let's say amish. The Abarais is speaking about that it comes to a goiva asoro after gimel amish. The kivin de loichazi lehiluch. Before we said it's noyach lehiluch tzatz. Here it's loichazi lehiluch. No one walks a loichazi lehiluch. Ein goiva shipuai oile lemidas hatchum. So the Mrei Mesodah says pshat in this Rashi. That Rashi is saying pshat that we don't have to reckon at all with the shipua. We only have to reckon with the roichev. After the shipua. Let us see picture 80 and page 120. So we have over here, if we'll see in there's a shipua on both sides, and then we have in the middle the emissar goiva and the roichet. So the shipua on both sides, since it's loichozi lehiluch, so you don't cheshben at all with the shipua. This is not a distance that goes into the tchum, because no one climbs such a steep incline. So the only thing, if there's a roichev on top, you'll measure the roichev. But al kaponim, this shipua, that's what Rashi says. Ein goiva shipua oile lemides hatchum. You don't reckon at all. So this is a moira de kikula, Eistis. You don't have to reckon at all with this shipua. How we understand the Loshon HaGemore, af me wissen. It's very unclear how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara, but that's how the Merei Mesodah says Pshat in Rashi. But now the Merei Mesodah says one more Nikudah, which is very interesting. We are learning a Beraisa with a Hemshech. Now the Beraisa differentiated between a guy and a koisel. Let's see nachmo de breisim. Im hoyo guy meukim, magdir v'oile, magdir v'yoyret. By a guy, you make tavlo, you make kiddo. According to Rashi in the Sukkos in the Seruch, he couldn't make tavlo. But in Emerson, by a guy, good, we make hiddo. We cheshbin with the shipua. We take it into consideration. Higi al koisel. We don't make kiddush, we don't make havlah, and we forget about it. We disregard the shipua and gamsin. And the Gemara says that this kaisel is speaking about that it is a steep incline. Now, if the kaisel is speaking about there's a steep incline, so l'chayre the guy is also speaking about the same case. The only, the Baraisa did not, the Mishnah is speaking about Nichetash Mishteh Falti. But the Baraisa is speaking about a Kaisel, the Loi Nichetash Mishteh. And we have numbers now. We know now, so the Baraisa is speaking about a Kaisel that reaches a Goiva Asore after three Amos. So that the Baraisa says we don't Cheshbin at all with the Shipua. We forget about the Shipua. The shipua, the leichot, and goiva shipua oile le midas atchum. It doesn't go at all into the cheshbin of the midas atchum. By a gaiva istois, with the same type of shipua, it will go into the midas atchum. So it would seem that it's more difficult to climb a wall than to go down a guy. So memele, so that the goiva, is mitzuref with the zakife, and because of that it's lechazi lehiluch. So that means by a koisel, it's tarte lereyase. It's a steep incline, and you're going up. So by mail, that's called lechazi lehiluch. So lechazi lehiluch. So this goiva, this shipua bechlau does not go into the. It's not oile lemidas hatchum. Masha ain't gained by a guy, upon him you're not going up. So even though you'll have the same incline going in the opposite direction, there lemaise, you have to cheshbon with this incline. And there it says, mekader, magdir v'oile, magdir v'yoire. Azevo tempis ois gewissen. Now let us go a little further. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel lo ishanu el she'ein chut ha-mishkoiles yoyret kenegdoi avul chut ha-mishkoiles yoyret kenegdoi moydidoi medidi yofer. I'd like to learn this Rashi the way the Tosfos HaRosh learns Pshat and Rashi. The Tosfos HaRosh says that Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel is going on our Mishnah. On our Mishnah, we had a halacha, what do you do by a guy? Hayamoydid v'igiyah l'gay, mavliyay v'chayza l'midosay. Is that din havlo? By a guy, if you can't make havlo, there's a din of kiddo. That's halacha by a guy. So now, Rav Yehuda Mishmul is going on our Mishnah. Lo yishonu zot Rashi. The Mekada, we'll see what that was. Rashi chaps on Mekada, we'll see soon. But by Emerson, there's a din of Avlo. And if you can't make Avlo, there's a din of Mekada. Lo yishonu, the Mekada. Elo, the Nichetash Mishte. Now we're talking about a guy. A guy that's Nichetash Mishte. Now what is considered Nichetash Mishte by a guy? Shemeukim kol kach, that the Shipua is, she'ein chut amishkoiles yoyret kenegdoi. That if you'll take achut amishkoiles, it will not go vertically straight down. Shekshemeniach chut mishkoiles abenoim eitzel sfosoi, v'yeredes lo'omkoin, it goes down to the oimek of the guy, v'nakefes b'shipoi u'makeves ha'midroin, when the midroin is ma'akim mileret kinegdei elomarchikoi milamato. Now let us look at picture 81. So picture 81 is as follows. That if there wouldn't be any shipua, a person who is standing on top of the guy, so the chut ha-mishkoiles would go straight down to the aleph. That's called that the chut ha-mishkoiles is yoyret kenegdai. If there is a shipua, we're speaking about a shipua of dalet ames or more, and that is by the base. By the base, we have that because of the shipua of the karka, So the Chut HaMishkoilis is Dalet Ames away from where it would have been if there would be nothing blocking the Chut HaMishkoilis. So what is Rav Yehuda Meshmul saying? When do you make Kiddur? When it's called Nichet HaShmishtei. That in the Gedda of Nichet HaShmishtei by a guy, we have a different guidelines. Nichet HaShmishtei means that there's four Amis or more on the bottom of the Chut HaMishkoilis from where it should have fallen if it would have been straight. So then that's called Nichet HaShmishtei, and we have to go and be Mekada. We have to go and be Mekada. Loishonu the Mekada only if it's Nichet HaShmishtei. Kenegdoi Mashme Mechuvin. Kenege means it's mamish straight. Olakama meforish, the a daladamis korele yoirit kenegdoi. Till daladamis, not including daladamis. So that's called that the chut hamishkoilis is yoirit kenegdoi, then you don't make yiddo. Sheyachi kashipua, meforish da daladamis korele yoirit kenegdoi. Sheyachi kashipua samishkoilis, lakaka isoi, daladamis mneget svasi ho yoine. Till Daladamis Mistoma of the Svasa Elyon. So Till Daladamis is called Kenegdoi, and Daladamis and Mo is called Shaloi Kenegdoi. So now, what did Rav Yehuda Meshmul say? Lo Yishonu, when are you Mekada? Elo Shein Chut HaMishkoilis Yoyret Kenegdoi, that there is Dalad Amis or more from the place where he is standing. Avo Chut HaMishkoilis Yoyret Kenegdoi, Zogt Rashi, Sfosoi, Zekufo Mo'oi. It is a very sharp incline. She'ein Misracheches, Sfas Tachtisoi. The end of the Tachtis of the guy. Mechineget Sfas Govoi, Daladamis. There's less than Daladamis. Ein Midroinoi, Memayet, Midas Hatchum. So this Medrin, this land, this is by the Ois Gimel. In picture 81, this medren is not memayet midas atchum al yedei kiddo. You don't have to make kiddo over here. Elo nichnas lesoichoi, he goes into the guy, umoidit karko isoi, and he's moidit the karke medidi yofe, ke karke chaloke, like a smooth karke, and he goes out on the other side. So we have in picture 82. So what does he do? He goes into, this is picture 82, that Sfas Karka Isoi is less than Daladamis from Sfas Govoi. So then he does not, so this whole Shipua on both sides does not go into the Tchum. Einem Me'etes Es HaTchum. And he just measures the middle chalik, that's what goes into the tchum. Now, the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat in Rashi, this will help us further in the sugya, that Rashi held in such a case, in this case we have picture 82, Rashi held that what if he could make havlah? You should make Havlah. If you could make Havlah, there's no legitimate reason you shouldn't make Havlah. So now, let us understand what he said over here. He said a mouthful. He said, if you could make Havlah, you should make Havlah. And that means when you're making Havlah, you're taking into the Tchum a greater area. When you don't make Havlah, you only made it Kaka Isa. If you're making Havlah, you're adding on to the Tchum. And the Tosfos HaRosh says if you could make Havlah, there's no legitimate reason why you shouldn't make Havlah. Aye, why aren't you Mekada? So the Tosfos HaRosh that Rashi held because it's a very big tilche. It's a tilche to make Kiddur on such a sharp incline. So Memele, they were Mekel, you don't have to make Kiddur. You don't have to make Kiddur. But Havlah, you could make. So Dach Sechmir, with this, we can understand that Tuv Yehama was ma'oire, a very interesting shinui haloshen in Rashi. This Rashi over here, Rashi says as follows. Ein midroinoi memayet midas atchum. The medroin does not take away from the midas atchum. We had before in Rashi, when by a koisel, there we also had the same thing, l'chayr l'sein aloche. There Rashi says, hoche b'koisel zokov yois midai, tekimen l'chozi l'hiluch, en goyve shipua oile l'midas atchum. The Shippur does not go into the Midas Atchum. That's what Rashi says on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. In here Rashi says it is not Memayit Midas Atchum. It's a very interesting Shini Aloshin. Rashi in Amud Aleph says it doesn't go into the Tchum, and Rashi in the Beis says it doesn't take away from the Tchum. It could be, there's Amir Adike Chilik. The Taisus HaRosh says over here that the whole reason you don't make Kiddur is because it's a big Tirche. So what is the Rosh telling us? The Rosh is telling us, by a guy, and theoretically, you should cheshben with the Shippur. People do walk over here. A guy is still mentioned geindach dolten abissel. So theoretically, you should cheshben with the Shippur. And if you could make avlo, you mechuyiv to make avlo. So you take a cheshben with the Shippur. You have a Shippur which you should reckon with. But Chazal were makel that if you can't make Avlah, and Kiddur is a tremendous tilchem, so Chazal were mevater. So they said, Einei memayit. That means, really you have here a distance, which should be taken into consideration, because la'alochem, it's part of the tchum, but we don't reckon with it. Einei memayit. By a koisel, Rashi says, "Engoy v'shipua oile l'midas atchum." Then no one goes there. That's not a mokim hiluch whatsoever. We mentioned before that a koisel is a lesser mokim hiluch than a guy. So here, this is not takonis. Engoy v'shipua oile l'midas atchum. Since there's not a mokim hiluch period, it doesn't go into the tchum in ganzen. That's why here Rashi says, "Engoy v'shipua oile," and here Rashi says, "Einei memayit." That means here really you have a distance which should be taken into consideration, which is part of the tchum, but there ain't a memayit. We're makel that it's not memayit, since Avlo you can't make it, so not matriach you to make kiddo. And with this dachsmi, we're going to understand what shteita chazoi, avochut ha-mishkoyle sheiret kenegdoi, moididoi medidi yofe. So he's telling us two things. Number one, you don't have to make kiddo. That's number one. That he doesn't mention. What does he mention? Moididai medidi yofe. The bottom of the karke, you measure a medidi yofe. Mechit heisi asnish? I mean, the lechayre, that's poshit. Why shouldn't I be moided? What's bechlau the loshen? Moididai medidi yofe. Rashi says, ke karke chaloke. Moided kakeisim edidi yofe ke kalke chalok. It is a kalke chalok. What's the chiddush? You don't make kiddo, he doesn't say. That you understand. Aba moided oi medidi yofe. Fashteit sich he make medidi yofe. Why not? Now, but according to the Taisus HaRosh, Tachsumi, it's very good. Because be'emesin, you should have been moided more. You should have really made kiddo. But since it's difficult, they were makel that he doesn't have to make kiddur. So some would think, just like it's difficult to make kiddur, it's difficult to get down into this guy also. So why are you telling him, go down into the guy and measure it over there? Let him stand on top of the guy and be oimed what the shear of the kalk is. We were makel over here. We took his tilch into consideration. So just like we said, he doesn't have to make kiddur, even though me'iker adin, this area falls into the inyan of the tchum, but we didn't want to be matriach him to make kiddo, so in the same vein, so don't be matriach him to go all the way down into the guy, and to measure the bottom of the guy. Let him stand on top of the guy, and let him be oimed, more or less, how wide the karkois hagai is. Steht in der Breise, das nicht. Kiddur is a schreckliche tirche. Every daladam is to go down a very steep incline. That we will make. But Samuzay to go down, we want Mekel that he doesn't have to go down. He has to go down, and the bottom is Meididai Medidi Yofe. That is the memre of Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu. That's one, that's how Rashi learns. Let's go further. V'kamo oimkoi shel gai. Now what are we speaking about now? Kamo oimkoi shel gai. So Rashi says, the name mavliyoi shuhu rochev nun. Now agav uche, there's a whole tumult. If, let us look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah, when Rashi says, Mavliyoi, Rashi says, Im einoi rochav nun amo misfosei lesfosei. Now Rashi in the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. That if you have a hevel shel nun amo, so lechere, if you're Mavliya, it has to be einoi rochav nun amo. Here Rashi says, Mavliyoi kshuhu rochav nun. The Ritva said, had a Gilson Rashi, Mavliyek Sha'ene Rochav Nun. So that would make the Rashi Shtim. There's a Rishash over here that wants to say Rashi. The Mishnah is Lav Davke. Al Kaponim, so it's either one of the two. There's Chaluki Deis. If a Rochav Nun is also good, or it has to be a little less than Nun. But let us, that's a Zaitik Ishaila. But let us see now what the Gemara is speaking about. V'kama oinkai shel gai, the name of Mavliyoi. We had a chiddush that you don't have to measure the whole distance of going down into the gai, the medrina gai, the oimika gai. You don't have to measure it. It is sufficient if you measure you mavliyoi from the top. This is sufficient. So the Gemara asks, V'kama oimkai shel gai, how deep can it be that we should be able to measure Bahavlo, and we don't have to measure the Medrin? Omar Rav Yosef Alpai. So Rav Yosef said Alpai. If the oimik is 2,000 amis, then we can still make Havlo. Avul Yosef Mikam, but if there's more than 2,000 amis, afilu yochil avliyoi einoi mavliyoi. Afilu could be mavliyoi, he's not mavliyoi, elo mikadel. Now let us understand what we're saying now. So, l'chayred, this ritva is mevayer, that pshad is like this. The gedder of havlo, what is the taish havlo? Havlo means that you're swallowing up the distance that by taking a hevel and putting it from one corner to the other corner, you are swallowing up with this hevel the distance which in reality it takes to get from one corner to the other corner. You really have to go all the way down. You don't go with a helicopter. You go by foot. And by foot the distance is started going down and going up again. But you're swallowing up this distance, and I say between here and here is 50 amos. So when can I say this? If the distance in the guy is 2,000 amis, so it's still a sheer trum. So that distance we say becomes nitpal to the sheer havlo, and I say the distance is 50 amis. But the minute it is more than 2,000 amis, so you have such a great distance between the two points, then you cannot assume havlo is a gevaldike chiddush. We'll see by a medita derais you don't make havlo. It's only by tchumim which is at the rabbonim. So if the oimik, a guy, is more than a sheer tchum, then it doesn't become nivla al yedei the din of havlo, and you have to measure, then you have to measure the medrain, the shipua of the guy, and that you'll do through, you have to be mekadah. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. That the kama oimkai shel gai omar Rav Yosef alpai. If there are alpai till alpayim amas, alpayim is very unclear. Other rishonim learn, the Ritva seems to learn like that, the Chedushimiri seems to learn like that. Alpayim means you take both sides, the whole distance into consideration. So the boat going up and across and going down and across and up again. All that together, that means the whole distance that you are mavliya is less than alpayim. If the distance is more than alpayim, then you can't make havlo. Lashna Rashi, Vesach Nitzklof Rashi. We'll see Rashi in the Mishnah doesn't seem to learn like that. But al kolponim, if it is
more than a shear of a trum Shabbos, then you cannot make avlah, then you'll have to live and face the medrin and the shippur, and you have to measure this medrin and shippur. That is what Rav Yosef said. Eis ve'abai. Abai asked Rav Yosef Akasha. I learned a different baraisa. Omoy kuf, v'roichev nun mavliyoy. If it's omoy kuf, v'roichev nun mavliyoy. But more than that is einay mavliyoy. Now what's this magic number of omoy kuf, v'roichev nun? So the Ritva says that the gather of Omay Kuf is, this was the Chatzar HaMishkan, this was the Shir of the Chatzar HaMishkan, Nun Kuf by Nun. So that means if it's larger, if the distance is larger than the Chatzar HaMishkan, the length is larger than the Chatzar HaMishkan, you can't be Mavliya this distance. You sang a Shir of more than 2,000 Amis. The Baraisa says as long as it's more than 100 Amis, you have to reckon with the shipua and measure it, and you measure it with kiddur. Eis ve'abaya, omay kuf, v'roichev nun mavliyoy. V'im lav, ein mavliyoy. So it's Akasha and Rav Yosef. And for the Gemara, who di omar ke acherem? Who di omar ke acherem? Rav Yosef holds like acherem. The sanye, acherem oimrim, afilu omayk alpayim v'roichev nun is also mavliya. That omayk alpayim v'roichev nun is mavliya. So memela Rav Yosef holds like acherem. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ike da amri, omar Rav Yosef, afilu yeser me alpayim. Rav Yosef said that afilu more than alpayim, you could also make havlo. You could also make havlo. Hey, so this whole shtick teure that we had said, if there's a tremendous distance that it takes to go from one side to the other side, lemaisa, you have to go more than 2,000 amis into the guy and out, that you can make havlo. Rav Yosef didn't hold like that. Afilo yeser me alpayim. It's also you could make havlo. And for the Gemara, kiman, the loike tanekama v'loike acherim. This is shreklich, this Rav Yosef. The tanekama holds the maximum shear is kuf amma, you can make avlo. The acherim holds the maximum shear is 2,000 amas. And Rav Yosef is a telo dvom shalem shear. Afilo yesame alpayim amma, you can also make avlo. And for the Gemara, hosom she'ein chut amishkoiles yoyred connector. That machloikis of Tanoim is speaking about she'ein chut hamishkoilis yoyred kenegdoi. That means it is not such a steep incline. It is as dalad amis or more away from the goiva, from the svasta goiva. So it's not such a steep incline. So memela, so if it's not such a steep incline, so Lamai said, is a mokim ahilach, people do walk there. So people do walk there. And the distance is a rizike distance. So then you can't be mavliye in the 50 amas. Abahocha, Rav Yosef is speaking about bechut hamishkoilis yoyred kenegda. Rav Yosef is speaking about it that when there's a very steep incline. If there's a very steep incline, so people don't walk there at all. People don't walk there at all. So memele, then you can make havlo. So al kaponim, the way we're learning now the Gemara, so we see klal what the Tosfos HaRosh had said before in Rashi, that what it says, chut hamishkoilis yoyred kenegdoi, you do not make kiddo, but havlo you do make. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh said. The Tosfos HaRosh said, according to Rashi, chut hamishkoilis yoyred kenegdoi, kiddo, they were meiko, you don't have to make kiddo because it's a very big tilcha. But havlo, if you can make havlo, you do make havlo. So now we have enough in the Gemara like this. The Gemara is speaking about. Rav Yosef said you could make havlo even though there's more than 2,000 amis. So the Gemara says, yeah. No, that's speaking about when it is a
a medrain, it is a slant, it is an incline that no one ever uses. It's loinichet hashmishtei, that's chut hamishkailos yerd kenegdoi. Then, Rav Yosef said, you can make avlo. And you don't have to, and you don't have to measure, you don't have to measure hastes, So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi as a. Ha song shein chut hamishkailos yerd kenegdoi. The machloik is the tanakam and acherem is, plug to the tanakam of acherem is ein chut hamishkailos yerd kenegdoi. Hilkach kivin v'chozi lehiluch tzas. Since it is possible, chozi lehiluch tzas. It means it's still a very steep slant, but it's chozi lehiluch tzas. Ozlinim beila chumre. So what is the chumre? That we can't make havlo. We will not be matir to make havlo. Because we have to reckon that the hilach of the Bnei Adam is, this is a tremendous distance, that people walk this distance, so we have to take it into consideration, and therefore we can't make havlo, we have to make hiddo. But, if ein chuta, above chuta mishkailis yered kenegdai, so then this is not, people don't walk on this incline, because it's very steep. So, Mamela, then we make Havlo. Then we'll make Havlo. So, now let us look in Rashi in the Mishneh. L'chayre Rashi in the Mishneh says, Mavlioi im einoi rochev nun amo misvosoi lisvosa mimailo. Af al pi she yesh pimidroinoi hiloch yoise me'al payim. Even though in the Medrin this hiluch yaisim apayin, no imem tala midas medroin ala midas atchum, we don't cheshmu with the Medrin. So l'cheire Rashi in the Mishnah is going according to the second lashon of Rav Yosef. As Rav Yosef said, that you may kavlo, Rav Yosef said, you may kavlo, you may kavlo, there's a time you may kavlo, even though it's more than apayin. That is if chuta mishkailis, is yoyred kenegdoi, so then you make havlo. Omar, fact of Gemara weiter, the chi ein chut hamishkailos yoyred kenegdoi. When is it called ein chut hamishkailos yoyred kenegdoi ad kamo? Omar avimi dalet, dalet amas, v'chein toni romi ba yecheskel dalet. Zogt Rashi, Ad kamo yisrachi kamishkailis mekenegdoi, the korilei ein yoyred v'nachmer bay, and that you'll have to make kiddo, and you can't make havlo. Zok te gemore vayta. Higia lahar, mavlioi v'choyza lemidosa. The Mishnah said, higia lahar, mavlioi. So he's Mavliya Dahar, and the Mavliya Dahar with two kandesim, we said, V'chayza lemidosoi, and then he goes back to the Midah Kenegadah. Omaro ve'loi shonu ela bahar hamislaket yud mitoich dalet. Aval bahar hamislaket yud mitoich hei, moidedoi medide yofe. Zogt Rashi. Bemislaket yud mitoich dalet. So here we're speaking about you make havlo by a har. So when do you make havlo by a har? Bemislaket yud mitoich dalet. Habo lilkoit kamo hu magbiye vahoylech. If a person wants to cheshben out the height of the har, how much it is, how the goiva is going in cheshben with the roiche. Kamu magvi boilach. Moitze yud tfochim goiva, koidem shi yegia lehiloch daladamis. Then you make havlo. Then, if you can't make havlo, you'll make kiddo. Avo mitoich chomesh. But what is if
the slant is a lesser slant, it is Eser Tfochim Mitoi Chomesh, then Kekarke Chaloke Domik. So that is considered like a flat karke. Umoydidoi Medide Yofe, the Einkan Loi Havlo Veloi Kido. That means if this is a very small slant, and small slant, we have numbers now. A small slant is Yud Mitoi Chay. So then you don't make any dreidlich whatsoever. Then this is a mokim hilach. This is how you measure the trum. You have to take the shipua into consideration. This is, people walk this way. So memele, then you don't make tachbulois to avoid the shipua. No, you have to toich dalid. So then the shipua is a difficult shipua. It's before we called it perhaps nichet hashmishtei, but it's not such a grode hiloch. So then we have hilchis havlo, then we have hilchis kiddo. then all the halachas that we have havlo and kiddo that apply by a ha, that is only if it is yud mitoich dalet. If it is yud mitoich hey, then all the kulas fall off, and then we have to be moided medida yofa. You have to take everything into consideration and measure it. So the Taisvus Harosh says that what Rashi said before Rashi brought down a lishne kama. The lishne kama was we had a guy meukim. Now in this guy meukim, the first lashon was that it was a meshupedike guy, that means the slant wasn't such a difficult slant. So then the first lashon held, then you make kiddur and you do not make havlo. That was the chiddush of the first lashon. The chiddush of the first lashon was that if the hiloch is a ganz geschmacke hiloch, that means it's meshupe, it's not too slanty, then you do not have the kula of havlo. So the Taisus HaRosh says, that's what Rashi said, v'kosha libo lekamon. The lekamon is where we are up to right now. Here it says, we are differentiating between ahar ha-mislaket yud mitoich dalet and ahar ha-mislaket yud mitoich hay. So we say like this, if it's yud mitoich hay, which is a very small slant, a very small shipua, then forget about havlo, forget about kiddo, then you have to measure it kaviyosai. Moidedoi medide yofe. So we see like this, yud mitoich hay, there's no din kiddo, there's no din havlo, there's nothing. Yud mitoich dalet, there's havlo and there's kiddo. So you see klo, this is Rashi's gemara, you see klo, there's no in between. The lishnikam held is an in between. That havlo you don't make, but kiddo you do make. There's an in between that it's not enough slanty to make havlo. There's a hilach over there, but kiddo you could make. In this gemara you see there's no in betweens. If it's yud mitoich dalet, you can make havlo and kiddo, and if it's yud mitoich hay, you don't make anything. So that's what the Taisus Rosh says. This is what Rashi had meant to say, lekamon, later I have a kasha and the kasha is from this gemara. Loishono bahar mislaket yud mitoich dalet. Bahar mislaket yud mitoich hay, moididoi medide yofe, you cannot cheshben with havlo, you cannot cheshben with kiddo, this is the oifen ahiloch, and you have to take everything into consideration. Rav Hune bereide Rav Nosen masni lekula. Omar Rove, loy shonul bahar hamislaket asore mitoi chomesh. Okay, asore mitoi, when do you need havlo? When do you need kiddo? Asore mitoi chomesh. Avo bahar hamislaket asore mitoi chdalet. Is oim doi vahoy lechloi. Then you don't have to bechlal cheshben
with the shipua. Let us see Rashi. Lekula. Bahar Meshupe. Meshupe means that is a small slant. That's what Rashi said before by Meukim. Shai Medroine Meshupe v'noyach lehiloch. Bahar Meshupe hu de be'avlinen havloi kiddo. Not, before we said by a har meshupe, you can't get away with avloi kiddo. You have to measure it, ketikunai. The second lashon holds no. A har meshupe, then you need avloi kiddo. Havol bezokov, but if it is less than a har meshupe, it's oimet ba'alme, and the things you don't need, bachla, you don't, like Kashi said before, that the medrin, the goyve bachal is not oyle letchum. Don't have to rechem with it in gans. Ubelvad shelo yeitze chutz letchum. You should not go out chutz letchum. We had in the Mishnah that when you are mavliya, when you're measuring keneged the ear, you're measuring keneged the ear, So you're mavliya, the guy, or the har, whatever it is. If you can be mavliya keneged the ear, because it is more than 50 amis, so you go away, from that, so even though it's not mamish keneged the ear, and you measure it there, and then you go back. So the Mishnah said, right, when, how far away you're allowed to go, that when he's measuring it, he shouldn't go out chutz l'tchum. My time, and this we had before Rashi in the Mishnah, to l'shaynes amar av kahane, gzeiro shem yoimru midas tchumim bo lekav. If they'll see people measuring chutz l'tchum, even though the intent of these people is, eventually they want to come back to the tchum, they just want to make a havlo here, but the people will see these moidedem chutz l'tchum, they'll assume that this mokim is toich ha-tchum, and they'll carry there. So therefore, you're not allowed to measure there. Im einoi yochei lahavliyoi, so then you're mekader. Tonu rabonon, keitzad mekadrin, how is one mekader? Tachtoin keneged liboi, elyoin keneged margaloisov, and this is picture 75 on page 118. That's how you are mekada. That's how you're mekada. Omar Rabbi, Nekitnon, Ein mekadrin elo bechevel shel arba amis. That when you make kiddo, you're only mekada with a chevel shel arba amis. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Barabur, Ein mekadrin loy be'egla rufe v'loy ba'ore miklot mibnei shehen shel teira. Zogt Rashi. Shlo yeitze chutz l'tchum o poshin alel. Ba'ore miklot b'tchum ore miklot likloit. The halacha is that just like the ore miklot is koilet under a tzayach, so the tchum of an ore miklot is also koilet. It's none. Kishem shehair koiletes, kach tchuma koilet. So the tchum is koilet. So this is a deraisa de kedin. So how do you measure the tchum? What will be if you'll have a guy over there? So memeilem, there you won't be mekader, and there's no din kiddum, there's no din havlo. There you have to measure dvorim agavalde kechumra. There you have to measure dvorim ketikunam. Loi begla rufe, because this is a medida deraisa, loi bari miklot. Begla rufe, Rashi is mishana de seda. Kshemoyde din leida eze kreiva la cholo, everything is taken into consideration. Mibnei she medidoson min hatoire. Hilkach loi mishaninen bohu midi. We're not mishana anything. Elamoyde dim horim vegeyais kekarke chaloke. We measure it like karke chaloke, like a smooth karke. Let us see the Mishnah weiter. Ein moyde dim elo min hamumche.
Hachi gassin en moideden ala mumche boki bemedide. That's how Rashi says Pshat. Let us see Taisvis. En moideden ala min ha mumche. Perish Rashi, Perish Abena Hananel. Derech yeshore umbechuvenes keneget ha'ir. Yo moided keneget ha'ir. Let us look in, yeah. Picture 94. Der Yishar Mechuvenes Kenegadir. Umumche Miloshin Umocha Al Kesav Yam Kineris. I mean, it hits it. Shloyelech Letzidei Ha'ir Limdei Tsham Alpayim. You don't go Letzidei Ha'ir to be Maided Alpayim. You measure straight from the year. Why? Lafisha pa'omim yeshom karka chaloke v'noyech limdoit. Sometimes a person wants to go to the tzidei ha'ir, there's a smooth karka v'noyech limdoit, v'achrei ken yetzoife oboloi keneged ha'ir, v'tzoife keneged midosai. He's going to go on the side, and there is a karka chaloke. And let's see in the picture 94. And there's two. He'll measure 2,000 amis from there. Yeah. Ain leilasis kain mishum depoam im yesh kenega teir horim vegeis sheyesh loy lahav liya oy lekado. Who says that this is the tchum? You have to look how it is situated kenega teir. Yeah, weiter weg von der Ehe, there's a karke chaloke, so you have your straight 2,000 amis. Then you can go down 2,000 amis and go back. Maybe keneged the Ehe, there's a different cheshbon. Maybe you have to be mekader. Maybe you have to be mavliya. There are different cheshbonis in ganzen. So memele, so therefore you're bechlal not moided, only keneged the Ehe. That's how the Ben Hanan learns pshat. Riba lemokim echad umiyet lemokim acher shaimim lemokim sheriba. Zot Rashi. Riba bemokim echad umiyet bemokim acher. Shenimtzou simone tchum keren ze aruchim uboltim. Mekeneged simone tchum keren shekenegdoi. Let us look at picture 95. Picture 95, we see the ear, and we see two points where the Seif HaTchum was on top of the ear. We see the Tchum, the 2,000 Amis, was much further than on the bottom of the ear. So Memele, so a person comes, and he sees that after the Moidedim or Moided the Tchum HaYer, Epeshtimnish, and the top is more than the bottom. Ribe lemokim echod, it ended up one place, further away from there. Umiyet lemokim achem. Shaimim lemokim sheriba. Zatrashi, shaimim lemokim sheriba, umoitzin mida haktsara kinegdo. So look at the picture. So the picture is the dotted lines that we're moitzi from by the Aleph, we'll might see the tchum of the tachtesayir keneged the tchum lamaylo, and then we'll draw a line, we'll connect it, we'll make a square. We go b'makim sheribah. Yeah, what's takib shot in this? How could you have that both of them measured the 2,000 amis, and one is shorter than the other? So pshat is mimnei shaloi mosach mitchila hachevel kol tzolchay. Mistome on the bottom they did not pull the hevel kol tzolchay. The niskatzel some emele you lost out in the tchum. We're measuring with a hevel of 50 amis. So if you're not one may say it, so eventually you can lose a lot of distance. Betzoich lemoisrei bechol koichei bochi tanya nami b'tesefte. So Memele, so that's we go the kula. Riba le echad umiyet le echad shaimim le merube. So Rashi, what does this mean? Meforish bigmore. Zuk the Mishnah weiter, va filu eved a אפילו שפחו נאמונים לימה עד כאן תחום שבס, that they're nemon to say that the tchum goes, the tchum is still here. Shloi omru chachomim es hadova lahachmer, ela lahokal. Shloi omru chachomim kshegozru shloi lotzei schutz letchum, shloi omru lahachmer betchumim, ela lahokal betchumim. Let us see Taisvis on Daphnun Tesamadala. Afilu Eved, Afilu Shifcha Nemone. So here it says that an Eved and Shifcha Nemon. Vim Toima Vafilu Eidecho Deine Nemon, Kedisanya Bepeg Beis Dixubis, Eilu Nemonim Lohoi, Begoidlon, Masheror Bekoidlon. Sex Abyode Shol Abo, Vatkan Hoyinu Mahalchim Bishabis. So the Meyed, that they remember Bekat Nusson, that the Tchum Shabbos went till here. Umuki lo bigmore, for who the Yeish Godel Imoy, that is a Godel together with him. So there's a Godel plus another Godel who remembers Bekat Nusai, that there's a Tchum, that the Tchum was still here. So Kapon and Vaistai, she need 1.5 Edim in order to be made. Mashme de godel bifnei atzmo eloi mehemo. Vieshloime dochanami airi be godel imoiv loichosh kan leporish oil ukvar pirishon. So Tais wants to say, einachanami, he also have 1.5, he says the shivche plus a godel imoiv. Boy de shloime dohde kam ahosam bohu de godol imay loikoy akulu da koch loikoy ish pleini shoy yoytsi mi beis ha seifer lechol betrumosoy de mukila betrume de rabonem vesagi be godol ochu de imale betrume de rabonem le yuchsim so me meilo dea zicha an eidechot is enough so al kaponi zicha don't need more than an eidechot so godol imay is not going on all the cases. So Adin Godolima is not going on Tchumei Shabbos, no faker. So even a Godol that is made Mashero Bekatnusa is also sufficient. So Hu Adin, that an Eved V'Shivche is also good.